One day, as my cousin Bud and I drove down the street in my Model T, we came alongside his aunt returning from the store. "Let's give her a ride," Bud said. So I pulled up to the curb. She looked at us with apprehension, her face taut, her eyes cold as stone. "Stan's a careful driver," Bud prodded. "Get on in. All of them groceries you got are too heavy to carry." Bud helped her in. I glanced at them, and she gave me an acid look as though I had done something wrong. The sky was featureless and light, but very wet snow spattered the windshields of our twin-engined aircraft as we began our entry over the Atomic Energy Commission's bomb-cratered territory on our way to Paradise Ranch, a secret CIA base in Area 51 north of Las Vegas, Nevada. Pilot Bobby Schumacher in the left seat called for clearance and identified us as Broken Bow. Prosperity begins in the mind and is impossible with a mental attitude which is hostile to it. We cannot attract opulence mentally by a poverty-stricken attitude which is driving away what we long for. We must think prosperity before we can come to it.
"Papa! Papa, you're home!"
Maydeen jumped from her swing and ran down the path. She felt herself lifted high and wrapped in a big warm hug. She loved the way Papa smelled, like hay and horses and leather.
"How's my blue-eyed girl?" he asked.
Mama came and kissed Papa.
"I did it, Margaret May. I bought the land," Papa said.
Maydeen's older brothers, Jim, Hollis, Reed, Franklin, and Leo all came running.
"Boys, we have our own land now, and nobody can ever chase us off. I've already put down a windmill. Get ready to move."
"My husband is finishing his first novel, you see." Rosemary said, "Oh, he is?" She was not thinking anything special, except wondering whether her mother had got to sleep in this heat. "It's on the idea of Ulysses," continued Mrs. McKisco. "Only instead of taking 24 hours, my husband takes 100 years.
"Oh, for God's sake, Violet, don't go telling everybody the idea," protested McKisco. "I don't want it to get all around before the book's published."